Part 1. The Child Prodigy, 1958 to 1971. Roots in Gary, Indiana. Michael Joseph Jackson entered the world on August 29, 1958, in Gary, Indiana, a city known for its steel mills and blue-collar spirit. The Jackson family lived in a modest two-bedroom home on 2300 Jackson Street, a fitting address for a family whose name would soon be known worldwide. Michael was the seventh of nine children born to Catherine and Joe Jackson, a close-knit family struggling to make ends meet in the industrial heartland of America. Growing up, the Jackson children were steeped in an atmosphere of resilience and faith, qualities instilled them by their parents, who were determined to provide a better life for their children. Catherine, a devoted Jehovah's Witness, was a nurturing and spiritual presence in the home. At the same time, Joe Jackson, a former boxer turned steelworker, was a disciplinarian who believed in hard work and toughness. Music was a constant in their household. Catherine would sing folk songs and gospel tunes, and Joe, who had once pursued a career with his band, the Falcons, never abandoned his musical aspirations. He saw the potential in his children to achieve what he couldn't, and his determination to see them succeed set the stage for the family's future. Joe's disciplined approach would shape the Jackson Five, a group initially composed of his sons Jackie, Tito, and Jermaine, with Marlon and Michael soon joining in. Michael, just 5 years old when he began performing with his brothers, quickly emerged as the standout member of the group. Even at such a young age, he displayed an uncanny ability to convey emotion through his singing, his voice carrying a depth that belied his years. His natural charisma and energetic dance moves often drew comparisons to seasoned performers, hinting at the superstar he would become. The Jackson Five's journey began on the local circuit, performing in talent shows, school programs, and even seedy nightclubs where they were often the youngest people in the room. These early performances were not just about showcasing talent, but also lessons in resilience. The group faced rejection, discrimination, and the grueling life demands on the road. But with each performance, they refined their act, developed the tight choreography and harmonies that would become their trademark. The boys would rehearse for hours in the small living room of their Gary home, their father overseeing each step and note with a strict eye, ensuring they reached the level of professionalism required to compete with established acts. During these formative years, Michael's genius began to shine through. He was more than just a child singer. His ability to interpret songs, infuse them with emotion, and captivate an audience was remarkable for someone so young. He often drew inspiration from James Brown, whose dynamic performances profoundly influenced him. Michael would study Brown's movements, striving to replicate the energy, precision, and charisma that made him a legend. In many ways, these early experiences laid the groundwork for Michael's relentless pursuit of perfection throughout his career. The Jackson Five's big break came when they won a talent competition at the Apollo Theater in New York City, a prestigious venue hosting some of the greatest names in music. This victory served as a springboard, leading to appearances on shows like The Ed Sullivan Show, and eventually catching the attention of Motown founder Berry Gordy. Gordy recognized the potential in the group, especially in young Michael, whose voice and stage presence were far beyond his years. In 1968, the Jackson Five signed with Motown, and their lives were forever changed. The transition from local performers to Motown stars was a whirlwind. Gordy relocated the family to Los Angeles, where the Jackson Five transformed raw talent into polished professionals. Gordy paired them with some of the label's best songwriters, including the Corporation, a songwriting and producing team responsible for crafting the group's early hits. Michael, who had just turned 11, was now the lead vocalist on songs like I Want You Back, ABC, and The Love You Save. These tracks catapulted the Jackson Five to the top of the charts, making them the first act in history to have their first four singles reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Michael's role as the frontman brought with it both adulation and pressure. While his voice and dance moves dazzled fans, his life offstage was anything but typical for a child his age. The rigors of recording sessions, rehearsals, and